I love everything about the fall season. The changing of the colors, getting out my boots and scarves, and everything pumpkin scented.
Introducing new Charmin Pumpkin Spice. Every single piece of Charmin Pumpkin Spice toilet paper has that unmistakable scent of autumn.
Mmm. Are you talking to me?
I'm not sure why, but I'm just dreaming about the fall season all of a sudden.
That's weird.
I swear I smell pumpkin. Did you spray something?
No.
Oh my God, it's even stronger now. What did you do?
Nothing.
Wait, you were just in the bathroom. Did you open that new pumpkin spice Charmin?
No.
Oh God, Bill. How much did you use, for God's sakes?
New Charmin Pumpkin Spice. It'll wipe the smile right off her face.
Great, Bill. Now you've managed to ruin fall.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
We apologize, but due to the lapse in federal funding, we are unable to take your call.
That is so stupid.
Let's get this radio show started.
Oh, I will be there in two flaps of a butterfly's wing.
Why are you up so early?
Early to bed, early to rise.
You have to go back to work.
I hate work.
Hate it or love it?
I hate it!
Do you?
It is love versus hate.
You do!
Most people don't like their jobs. I love my job.
Do what you love and you'll never work a day in your life.
Guess maybe I better get back to work.
Sounds like a plan.
It's showtime!
Yeah, it is. It is the Mike Show, and I'm so happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. How does that even work? Well, you have to enable the skill to listen to our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device. And it's really easy. All you do is you say, Alexa, play. No, wait. Go back. All you do is say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You have to enable the skill and then say play. And then every time you want to listen. If you want to listen to the podcast, now that's even easier. You just simply waddle on up to your Alexa device or yell from across the room and say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. You can search the Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. You can go to our website, radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel and you'll find a link to the podcast as well. It's our virtual time machine. We do about 240 episodes a year. Monday through Friday, a new one drops every weekday. And those, well, they just keep stacking up and piling up. And we put them... We've been burying them at this point because we don't have any more room. We have no more room in the hangar. We have no more room in the barn. We have no more room in any of the closets, not even the big linen closet in the house, to store all of these episodes. But you can go back and you can listen to them and retrieve them anytime you want. Hopefully the feds won't show up. It's Thursday? Yeah, it is. It's the Thursday edition of the program. Of course, we've got your five random facts, and we've got your stupid criminals, and we got all that. Foster is going to be joining us from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce, and she is bringing a guest. Who is she bringing? Let me pull this up real quick. She just messaged me, I do believe. Is that my profile? Yeah, that's my profile. Okay, there, Foster, she sent an attachment? Here we go. Susan Martin is going to be joining us from the Bauer Center, along with Foster from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. They are all lined up, stacked up, ready to roll. And we've got this. Halloween, right around the corner. We've got a new poll that looked at the top fall or Halloween activities that we will take part in. And number one makes a lot of sense, especially in my household. So we'll talk about that. Plus, we've got a top list. Top Halloween traditions that need to go. I said that need to go. They just, we got to get rid of them. All right. That and so much more on this edition of the Mike Show. I don't know. Yeah, I got it. Don't remind me again. Yeah, my computer's talking to me now. It's popping up messages and saying, hey, you need to do this. No, I don't need to do that. You need to go away. I covered everything that we're doing. Okay. Yeah, covered everything that we're doing on the Thursday edition. So darn happy you could join us. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Oh. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
There they are, on porches and doorsteps. Ceramic, foam plastic, and Rubbermaid jack-o'-lanterns. Made from durable poly resins with light bulbs on the inside. Introducing Real Pumpkins. That's right, get your kids the real deal. Hand them super sharp carving knives with serrated edges, cut off the top, and scoop out the slimy pumpkin seed guts on newspaper on your kitchen table. Pumpkin rind under your fingernails. Slicing out primitive triangle eyes. And lit with a real candle that burns the hole in the lid. Then the whole thing gets moldy and decomposes before Halloween. Real jack-o'-lanterns. Brought to you by Tradition. And brought to you by people who still hand out apples to trick-or-treaters.
It's the Mike Show. All right, so Halloween coming up. It's definitely fall. It doesn't feel like it, but it's definitely fall. So a new poll looked at the top fall or Halloween activities we'll take part in this year. Number one makes sense because you don't even have to leave the couch, but we'll get to that. Because we're going to do it from the bottom up, we'll get to that last, okay? So here we go. No, this is not the top list. This is the actual top fall or Halloween activities. Hay rides just missed the top 10 at 15% of the vote, and 13% said they'll definitely hit up a haunted house this year. How can that not be in the top 10? Number 10... play a trick on someone. 17% said that might include jump scaring or using Halloween props or just an old school toilet papering, TPing of your enemy's house. Take a child trick-or-treating is number 9 on the list. Let's ding these off. Wear a costume. Only 25%. That's number 8. Definitely plan to dress up, only 25%. Another 13% might. Tab and I have been asked again to MC the Casa Superhero Run. And since it's Star Wars themed this year, I thought it would be funny if I dressed up as Ego from Guardians of the Galaxy. Tab gave me that look. And so I'm going to dress up as Obi-Wan. Anywho, attend a Halloween party. Number 7 on the list. And 26% said they would be doing that. These are top fall or Halloween activities that we will take part in this year. Visit a pumpkin patch. Number 6 on the list. 27% say that. Carve a pumpkin. Number 5 at 30%. That makes sense if you're going to visit the pumpkin patch. Hand out candy on Halloween. 39% said they definitely will. Another 11% said maybe. Display Halloween decorations. That's our Our house has been summer weaning all summer. So just don't get me started. Number three, display Halloween decorations. 43% or 100% in our household. Consume pumpkin-flavored foods or drinks. 46% are high on the pumpkin spice. And then number one on the list, and it makes a lot of sense, you don't even have to leave the couch, watch a scary movie. That's 48% or 100% of Tabitha's said they'll definitely watch at least 100. So that brings us to our top list, with this poll finding that the Halloween traditions most of us will do this month include watching scary movies or carving pumpkins. As for things that we won't do, check out today's list. It's our top list today. Top Halloween traditions that need to go. All right. Bobbing for apples. So let me get this straight. So I dunk my head in a tub of stranger spit for something I don't want to eat in the first place. Yeah, no. Seed spitting contest. No wholesome Halloween pastime should sound like a video on Pornhub. Top Halloween traditions that need to go. Adult trick-or-treating. Here's a sign you're too old to trick-or-treat. Your Super Mario mustache is real. Top Halloween traditions that need to go. Putting the dog in a costume. Don't make your dog hate you. That's your cat's job. All right. Top Halloween traditions that need to go. Listening to the Monster Mash. Monsters don't sing and dance. Monsters drive cyber trucks. Wait a minute. I didn't set this up. And I could have. Here, let me say. Here, hold please. All right. Take two. Monsters don't sing and dance. Monsters drive cyber trucks. Cyber trucks. Top Halloween traditions that need to go. Covering your home in webs. You already have a Camaro on cinder blocks, three dead trees, and a Trump 2028 sign in your yard. That is scary enough, right? And top Halloween traditions that need to go. Putting a candle in the pumpkin. If you want your house to go up in flames, do it the easy way. Just give out raisins. There you go. It's the Mike Show. It's the, what is today? Thursday edition. Or as we like to call it around here, Friday Eve. Coming up, what the heck are we going to do? Oh, we're going to do something. We've got news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you by Real Pumpkins. No, it's brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg, and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing. Greens, Salads, Wraps, and Pizza is now open in downtown Lynchburg. Try Greens' fresh lineup of delicious salads, grain bowls, wraps, and handcrafted pizzas, plus chips and a drink to round out your meal. Whether you're looking for a quick lunch or your new go-to spot downtown, Greens has you covered with fresh flavors and friendly vibes. Open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily, right in the heart of downtown, corner of Church and 12th Streets at 1124 Church Street. Visit gogreens.net and check out their entire menu. If it's gotta be salads, wraps, or pizza, it's gotta be Greens.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Today is International Beer and Pizza Day, or as it's known here in America, a day. Long John Silver's got a new logo. Here's what I don't get. It's an old redneck in overalls leaning on a barrel. The FDA says HelloFresh meals may contain listeria-contaminated spinach. So if you eat them, your bathroom will become hello, not so fresh. And Gene Simmons lost consciousness behind the wheel and crashed into a parked car in Malibu on Tuesday. He says he's completely fine after talking to Kiss's physician.
Wow. Yeah.
This is not Headline News.
No, it is not. It is the Mike Show, and I'm really happy you could join us here on the Thursday edition, taking a look at tower cam position number 4 at the river. All right, coming up, we are going to get really, really smart with your 5 random facts. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. Let me get rid of that and go back to this. And now, Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of 3 can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
5
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these 5 random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
I don't know. All right, here we go. Number 1. Selling .ai web domains, okay? And you would think, you know, with AI becoming so powerful, I mean popular, it now accounts for 20% of Anguilla's national revenue. Let me explain. I got that right. Anguilla?
Anguilla.
Anguilla. All right. Back in the 1980s, Anguilla was given the .ai as their national web domain. Anguilla is in the Caribbean and has less than 16,000 people. Obviously, it's very popular right now with artificial intelligence companies and products. Number 2, 20% of their national revenue. Number 2, the Tony Awards are named after Antoinette Perry, a famous actress and director, and the co-founder of the American Theatre Wing. Spelled all fancy-like. Number 3, the population of the entire country of Canada is just a little more than California. Canada has 41.6 million people, while California's population is 39.5. In fact, California had a larger population than Canada for 40 years before Canada's population jumped recently. I don't know why. Number 4. Let's get some music in here real quick in the background. There we go. Number 4. The world bank record, or the world record, rather, for... I was reading down there. It's Tiny Treasures Milk Bank. The world record for most breast milk donated is 2,734 gallons. Elizabeth Anderson Sierra donated it to the Tiny Treasures Milk Bank in California, which helps support premature infants. And finally, number 5, Chuck Lorre. He's the creator of 2.5 Men and The Big Bang Theory. He wrote and performed the theme song for the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles cartoon. And he says he never received any royalties. He never. No royalties whatsoever. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Random facts.
Yep. Aguilla.
It's the Mike Show. Coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. That is all on the way. Of course, we're also going to be talking with Foster from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. And we've got a Theatre Thursday segment. That is all on the way. Stay tuned. Oh, yeah. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. That brings us Foster from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. Hello.
Hello. How's it going?
Doing really, really well. So you've got a little change of scenery there. Got the old fireplace back behind you.
I know. I'm in the big boss office today. Mm-hmm. So I'm holding down the fort while Kayla goes and enjoys budget day. So I know. She's just loving it.
Budget day was my favorite.
No, Susan knows what budget day is like. Oh, and it turns into one budget day.
We're doing budgeting month, budgeting year.
We didn't like that day. So well, good on Kayla. And we wish her well on this day of budget. But Foster holding things down at the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce, and each and every Thursday she joins us and occasionally brings us a guest. Today is no exception. Who did you bring?
I have a very esteemed guest with me today who was once the CEO of the chamber, once the executive director of the Bauer Center, and still involved with the Bauer Center in a lot of different ways. Mm-hmm. And even in her new home of Florida, see that map in the background, still repping Bedford County.
Repping,
Susan Morton, welcome to the program.
Repping Bedford County right back there. Yep. Hi there.
Thank you. Thanks for having me this morning.
Absolutely. Bauer Center is just chugging along. And you guys, speaking of budgets, you have some fundraising events that are going to be coming up and some concert events and things like that. Tell us about it.
Sure, thanks. Our biggest annual fundraising event of the year is our Art of Pairing. We started it actually back in 2020, had to take a little hiatus due to COVID and brought it back 3 years ago. So we're technically in our fourth year, but three consecutive years of the event. And each year we change up the theme and what happens at the event. But this year it's Art of Pairing, Martinis and Moonshine. So we're real excited about the theme. We kind of are doing a little glitz and glamour, but also combining it with a little country as well. So have fun with it. Feel free to dress up in any, fashion that you would like to. But it's just a fun night. It's a great opportunity for folks to come out with their friends. You're obviously going to be enjoying some pairings. We'll have moonshine tastings, and all the moonshines are from Virginia distilleries because we want to represent our area and our community. And then the martinis will actually be our cocktails that we'll be offering. So I think there'll be four different cocktails that you'll have to choose from. You can also taste those, but then they'll also be available. You get one with your ticket purchase, and then you can purchase extras throughout the evening. There's live music this year. Our band is the Last Call Party Band. We're really excited about them because we're hoping that, you know, folks will feel like dancing and, you know, getting out on the dance floor. They're very high energy. They're a great mix of country, rock, dance, hip hop. So a great variety of music. And then, as always, our event includes food. We're very excited once again to partner with Chapel Creek Farms, who is providing all of the beef for our food this year. And we're doing something a little fun. We're doing mini sliders and homemade macaroni and cheese.
Oh,
and
cool.
They will be build your own. So there'll be bars set up with all kinds of great toppings so that you can kind of build your own mac and cheese, build your own sliders. There will be some salads. And that's all going to be created by Chef Neil Agee, who did our food last year. And then the desserts are actually going to be provided by Jay Ippolito with the Blue Lady and Ippolito Chocolates here in Bedford. Okay. And we're very excited about, you know, again, using local, supporting local businesses, and also, you know, exposing people to the art of food, the art of music. We have a wonderful brand new exhibit on the walls. Our national juried exhibit opens actually today, so guests will be able to enjoy that. And then we also always have a silent auction during the event, which is a big part of our fundraiser to help support our annual operating. And it includes art that's donated from local regional artists, and it'll be paired with bottles of spirits. So it's always a fun opportunity as well to take a look at the auction items, take home a nice work of art, and also support Bauer Center at the same time.
Very, very cool. This all sounds fantastic. What is the date? And do we need to register? Well, obviously, we need to get tickets and register.
Yeah, please get tickets in advance. So it's Saturday, October the 18th.
Okay.
The actual main event is from 7 to 9. We do have a VIP ticket, which gets you early entry at 6 o'clock, and all the early entry guests are going to get some additional hors d'oeuvres. There'll be a specialty cocktail for that group. There actually is going to be another, there will be an individual that we will have live music during that hour session. It'll kind of give you early entry. It'll be a little more laid back so that if you want to come and kind of get your night off, started off and be able to socialize and things like that, and then jump into the party at 7 o'clock. So there's different tickets, $75 for an individual ticket or $140 for a couple. And that's for the regular admission from 7 to 9. And if you want to do the additional hour VIP with the additional perks, that's $100 per individual. But all that's on our website at bauercenter.org. And you also purchase your tickets on there as well.
All right. And I'm bringing up the screen. Yeah, here's the event screen. This is where you purchase your tickets. Everything is right there. And we'll link that up. It's bauercenter.org for more information and to register. Do you need anything? Do you need volunteers?
We do need volunteers. And if you go to that same page, there is a link to the volunteers. So our volunteers, they're different shifts. And a perk of being a volunteer, obviously, is you also get to enjoy the event for a portion of the time that you're not volunteering. We always need volunteers, too, for advanced setup. So that happens on Friday. So if you wanted to volunteer on Friday, and then your perk is going to be to get to participate in the event on Saturday, you can do that as well. And then we always need a big cleanup crew. So if you want to come and enjoy the event and be one of the cleanup volunteers, then you could stay after and help us clean up.
Okay. And you guys have an event coming up this weekend as well.
We do. We actually, we didn't mention it beforehand. We have two. So we do one program called CAB Kids, which is Creative Arts for Bauer Kids. That's free programming. Right now we are doing it on once a quarter. It's on a Saturday. Next year we're going to go to every other month. But we have an activity for the kids, and we usually have some sort of live performance. And this weekend from noon to two, we're collaborating with Opera on the James. So their Tyler Young artists will be coming, and they'll be doing a performance of Billy Goat's Gruff. And then the kids will also be making puppets and masks and things to go along with the performance. And then in the evening, we have a great concert with the Big Band of the Blue Ridge. And for those that might be familiar, that was formerly the University of Lynchburg Community Big Band. They've renamed themselves, and they were looking for a new location to be able to rehearse and perform. And they've now become a partner with Bauer Center for the Arts. And so their first concert is this weekend as well.
Very, very cool. Well, again, all the information is there at bowercenter.org, and we'll link this up on this broadcast for today if you go on over to our social media at The Mike Show VA. Well, thank you, Susan.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate your time.
Great to have you back.
Thank you.
Foster.
Mike.
How are things going at the chamber?
Good. We are staying busy. We just had a business roundtable on Tuesday with County Administrator Robert Hiss, and that was awesome. We got to learn directly from the big boss in charge all about Bedford County and how they're structured and some of their mission statement and how they try to fulfill that, as well as some of the current projects that they're working on with economic development and the county nursing home and Parks and Rec and all the great things, as well as some things they're looking at for the future. So that was great. We had a really good turnout for that. And I personally, through work, I've had some really amazing podcast guests over the last couple of weeks.
Nice.
I don't know what's in the air. I guess everybody's really busy in the fall and they have great things to say. And I think everybody is just kind of coming out of the woodwork to close out 2025 on a great note. But I actually had Ryan Steffen with the Bower Center on last week talk about all things Bower. And Susan, you guys stay so busy. Like, we stay busy at the chamber, and I think that you guys kind of match us, but you have the facility to keep things rolling. And it's really awesome to see it continue to grow and reaching different audiences with the arts and trying to touch people with creativity. And the art of pairing just gets better and better every year. I'm really excited to see what you guys do next year since it's your 20th anniversary. So yeah, great work from you guys.
It's already in the works.
Oh, I'm sure it's been in the works. That's one of those things you can't just do it on the fly. You got to put some serious thought and planning into it.
Yeah, and we're really excited to host you for the speed networking, which I see scrolling there.
Yes, I know. That's like my segue into the next thing. It makes sense. It's perfect that you're on here because we'll actually be at the Bower Center on November 6th for our speed networking event. So that's something that the chamber did a couple times before COVID. It was actually our last event before the pandemic hit, and it was really, really popular. We decided to bring it back this year in February, and it was so much fun. It was awesome. We had great energy, there was great connections, and everybody ate lunch together and just like came together as like a business community. And everybody, there's so many different businesses out there, small, large, nonprofits, institutions. Everybody has a lot going on, and it was cool to kind of bring everybody together and just talk to everybody in the room. Everybody met everyone. We all heard each other's pitches, and everyone left having made 49 new connections.
Wow.
And we sent out everybody's contact information afterwards. And it was really well received. It was really popular. We sold out. We had a wait list. So I'm excited to do it again. And this time it'll be at the Bower Center right here in town. So it's a great way to come out and see Bower and see all the things they have going on. It's a beautiful space, really unique. And you can go ahead and grow your circle, close out 2025 on a great note.
Yeah, and I think that is one of the things that a lot of business people are looking at right now is, and you know, fourth quarter, just like it's here. Oh my God!
Yeah.
And now we've got all these goals and all these things that that we needed to get done, and now we're all scrambling to get those things done on top of event season. You know, it's the fall and it's always busy, and then the holidays right around the corner. So, I get it, and this is a great way if you maybe fell short on your networking, your connections, you know, sales wise, you really need to bring in the year during fourth quarter. This is a great opportunity for you. Do you have to be a chamber member to attend?
No, you don't have to be a chamber member. There is a difference in fees just because we are a membership organization. That's how we roll. But we like to be able to have a great variety of people. We try to limit it for the industries of like how many realtors we have and insurance and stuff like that. When we were when we did it in February, we really didn't even have to like tell people like, no, you can't be a part of this. It was kind of like its own like thing where people, if they saw their industry wasn't represented, they're like, all right, I'm going to get in there.
Yeah.
We do limit it to one representative per business though.
Gotcha.
Unless you're like a different department or something like that, where you got different things going on. But that way we can really maximize the impact of this event, because The reason that we offer the speed networking rather than just freeform networking nowadays is because we know that people are so busy. And when you invest your time in going to a networking event, especially because it can be very intimidating and you just don't know how many people you'll meet, if you'll talk to three people, if you'll talk about the weather, if you'll actually like meet 15 people, or if you're searching for someone, we guarantee that you will make 49 connections. You will leave being very satisfied with your experience. I can guarantee it. There's not a lot of times I can say you will leave happy with what you came to do. You will leave with what you came to get out of this event. Cool. So go ahead, get your ticket. We will have a wait list and time's ticking. We're less than a month away.
Learn more at BedfordAreaChamber.com. You can click on their event page, find out all about all the events that they have coming up for the entire year, and register for speed networking now. Get your industry locked down so that you're the one that's representing and making those 49 connections, right? All right, folks, thank you so much for taking time today. We really appreciate it and everything that you do.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Absolutely. It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. Coming up, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. That means it's Theatray.
Theatray Thursday, best day of the week.
Yes. We've got Aaron joining us. Today you're representing your full-time gig.
My full-time gig, which has kept me off the show for weeks, and I have missed being here for Theatray Thursday. But well, yes, I got to pay them bills.
Yeah, but I'm glad you figured out a way to combine the two.
I am so happy to be here. I am. This is Easy Glass Theater's production of Trap.
Okay.
Opening tonight. It is a horror play.
Uh-oh.
It is a documentary style. I say it's Blair Witch meets Laramie Project type style of a play, where we explore an event that happened a year ago, October 2024 in California, where the entire audience went unconscious during a play.
Really?
And
they didn't just fall asleep out of boredom.
Went unconscious into comas. So this event happened last year.
I need to add a sound effect to this.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, it's
it is creepy.
And
we talk about how it happened and the mystery, and then the audience actually becomes part of the solution.
Really?
As we talk about what this event happened and everything. So I have brought two of my students. This is Weston and V.
Hey, Weston. Hey, V.
Hello. They are playing various roles in this production.
Okay.
So, Weston, tell us about what was it like to be in a horror play specifically?
I gotta say, it was really a new experience for me. It's fun, man. We haven't had an audience yet, but they will be terrified. And that
really?
Getting to scare people is an experience like no other. I love it immensely.
Now, V, you're normally a technician, so you're normally backstage. What has being on stage in this production changed for you?
It is very different. I very much have to keep control of my facial expressions a lot more than I did backstage. And my motions, being that they're all seen by everybody, I have to be much more conscious of what I'm doing, which is very different. But the precision in tech, you have to be very sure of what you're doing to make sure that everything goes right. So that is very similar.
Yes, yes. How has the rehearsal process been for you two?
It's been very quick.
Yes.
It's been a little bit stressful. Yeah. We definitely had to condense our time frame down a lot, mm-hmm. but the show's going on regardless, and I'm happy with it. I'm really happy with where we're at.
When did you start working on it?
So we started at the beginning of September.
Okay.
So we only had a 5-week rehearsal period, which is tighter than we normally take at the high school level.
Yeah.
I did know that, so when I'm directing the show, so when I was casting,
yeah.
I really went to look for individuals I knew who could be very flexible and could think quickly.
Sure.
We worked very hard. The show itself has a very has a different marketing strategy. So for the longest time, we could not tell the title. In fact, today is when we have dropped the title.
Nice.
So it has been called Secret, and the entire cast has been keeping everything about this show a complete secret.
Okay.
So the scripts were hidden, the roles were hidden. Nobody was talking about anything. We haven't told parents. So the first time anybody's going to know anything about this show is when they walk in and see it tonight, which I think is going to be really exciting.
Okay, so now I guess one question that I have about it is, now this entire audience passed out.
Yeah.
Pretty much went unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did anybody steal all the wallets?
Nobody was there to steal the wallets.
No wallets were
were taken.
Or you know, jewelry or
nobody.
No,
yes,
watches.
But 241 people unconscious in comas. There was one potential survivor.
Yeah.
But we don't have any information about her, so we're going to explore her story tonight. It wasn't gas.
We don't know.
V actually plays the civil engineer. So all of our students are reenacting the people who were there. Mm-hmm. So V actually plays the civil engineer, and she can tell you.
Yeah.
This was a real thing?
This really happened? This is an event that happened a year ago, October 2024.
Mm-hmm. Good Lord.
Yeah.
This is interesting. And it's Trap.
Trap.
At Glass Theater, and it opens tonight.
Opens tonight, goes tonight, Friday, and then two shows on Saturday. Don't miss it. You will be so sad because one is going to be a great one.
All right. And you can get your tickets where?
ecgt.booktix.com.
Okay.
Or at the door.
All right. How long? Let's start with V. You had mentioned that you're usually behind the scenes, but how long have you been in the theater program?
At Glass Theater, I've been in the program since my freshman year. My first show was Pride and Prejudice, which was another studio production.
Nice.
My first show ever with any kind of school theater company was Newsies Junior with Dunbar Middle School.
Nice.
My eighth grade year.
And Dunbar also does such a great job.
Yes.
Yeah. Phenomenal theater program. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about your career as well.
I've been doing community theater since I was in elementary school.
Weston and I go way back. That's how we met. Was community theater.
One of my favorite shows I've done was doing the show with you.
Best Christmas pageant ever.
I'm sorry, I just blanked.
And it was the best Christmas ever.
Christmas pageant ever. God, that was such a fun
show. That was really fun.
That was a good one. But I've been doing theater in the community since elementary school. There's a photo of me doing like a show back in elementary school. That was real fun.
Well, probably one of the most important questions you could ever ask an actor or someone in theater. And we'll start with V. What was your favorite show to date, and what is a role that you would aspire to play, or a show you would want to be part of that you haven't had a chance to do yet? What would be your favorite?
Mm-hmm. Oh, favorite show. That's a hard one, because I love all of the shows that I've done. I'd have to say my favorite show was the most recent show we put on, Footloose, last year.
Nice.
Because I got a fairly important role. I was head of run crew.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a very new experience and was very fun. Mm-hmm. And if I were to pick a dream role from any show, it would be Grandmama from The Addams Family.
Nice. Very cool. Weston, same set of questions.
My favorite show that I've ever done... Gotta pick between two. First one is Newsies at Dunbar.
Okay.
It was my first real foray in into school theater. Yeah. It was the first big show I did.
Nice.
I did it with Dunbar. My favorite show that I've ever been in, I'm probably going to say period, is definitely Play On. Did it my sophomore year at Glass. It was hysterical. I loved that role.
Yeah.
I got to be a jerk. It was really great. I loved it.
You had a fantastic director in that show, too.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I wonder who that might have been.
Nice.
Oh, show was real fun.
Your role.
My dream role, I'd love to be Weasel in Newsies again. I was Weasels in Newsies when Dunbar did it.
Nice.
But I'd really love to do Weasel, especially in like the full version of Newsies.
Very cool. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming out. Thank you so much for telling us about this upcoming performance.
Thanks for having us.
It's Trap with a P.
Yes.
Glass Theater opens tonight.
Open tonight, this weekend only. So thank you, Mike, and I really appreciate being able to come back on. I have missed being up here.
Absolutely.
And thank you for supporting theater in our community.
Well,
I always appreciate it.
And I want to thank you in your additional role. Let me bring up the website. The Mark W. Forman Foundation for the Performing Arts is just a fantastic organization that was started by Mark W. Forman's family, which you, your sister,
yes.
your mom,
yeah.
Your sisters, and it was just a way to continue the work that your dad did in theater. His dream was to have all theater represented and be able to promote and talk about and help all theater thrive in our community. And that's quite frankly why Theatre Thursday came back.
Yeah.
It was your dad's show.
Yeah.
To talk about local theater and to promote everybody. You guys created the foundation, and there's an incredible website that it highlights all local theater. It has calendars for all local theater as far as performance, even youth theater. And if you're looking for, you know, who is doing what or who is getting ready to set up their lineup or, you know, who are setting up auditions, you have all that information there. But more importantly, you have the director's grant, which is a really, really cool product. Or program. Tell us about Director's Grant.
So the Director's Grant is $1,000 that we give to a director of a community theater for their production. So a lot of what Dad did was put his own money into his shows to elevate them, whether it was costumes or getting a pit orchestra or getting a music director. So twice a year, we award a $1,000 grant to a director of a community theater show to put directly into their production. So our last one was awarded to Matt Karras, who just closed The Addams Family a couple weeks ago. It was a fabulous production.
Nice.
And our next grant cycle closes in January. So if you are a director or you know of a community theater production that needs money and who doesn't, let us know and apply for that director's grant.
All right. And you can do that if you go to markwformanfoundation.org, and we will link that up on this broadcast at the Mike Show VA. All right, gang. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you so much,
Thank
Mike. It's
us,
wonderful
man.
To have you.
Yeah, and
glad being here.
Yeah, and we're very excited for this performance and many, many to come. It is the Mike Show Thursday edition coming up a little bit later on. We've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
Jersey Mike's subs are great to enjoy in all kinds of places.
So you can bring a Club Supreme when you're camping?
Yeah.
Or have a Mike's Chicken Philly in the park.
Uh-huh.
Or a BLT when you're hiding under your boss's desk so you can erase that email you accidentally sent, the one where you made fun of his new haircut.
How long have you been under there?
Shh, quiet. He's here.
Oh, sorry.
Hello?
See what I mean about the haircut?
Freshly sliced and freshly grilled subs for any time, anywhere. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again. Maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Hey now, you're a rock star. Let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's today. It's your bits and clips and viral audio. For your ear holes, I think you'll like it. All right. Have you heard about this? A Spanish chef made a burger so expensive. How expensive was it? It was so expensive. You need an invitation to eat it. It costs $11,000. Or you could try this.
At Asador Au Pa in Barcelona, Spain, they're serving the world's most expensive burger. The price? $11,000. Made from three of the best meats in the world, Europe's fanciest cheese, and a sauce infused with luxury spirits you can't even pronounce. You can't just order it. You have to have an invitation, and there's a waiting list for 2026.
But hey, it's still just a burger. So if you're hungry now, maybe skip the velvet rope and hit the drive-thru. Yep. $10, fries included.
The world's most expensive burger.
No thanks. Coming never to a wallet near me.
All right, let's go to viral videos. All right, somebody used AI. I said somebody used AI. To make Fleetwood Mac's entire Rumors album into a 1950s style music selection. In it, take two. Somebody used AI. I said AI. Good Lord. To make Fleetwood Mac's entire Rumors album into 1950s style music. Here is part of the opening track, Secondhand News.
I know there's nothing to say. Someone has taken my place. When times go bad, when times go rough, won't you lay me down in tall grass and let me do my stuff? I know I got nothing on you. I know there's nothing to do. When times go bad and you can't get enough, won't you lay me down in the tallow grass and let me do my stuff? Do it.
All right, the cover art's pretty cool too. Yeah. All right, here, let's get rid of that. What about this? A family in Utah took advantage of record rainfall over the weekend. Their family farm had flooded, so they decided to wake surf in the backyard. Here is the homeowner, Stacy Dorius, talking all about it.
A lot of water coming into the yard nonstop, and my husband's hunting, and I thought there's nothing I can do about this. So my kids started playing in it, and then I thought, I think we can do one better. I grabbed a ski rope, and we put it on the back of the car, and off we went. I was like, the kids are going to be a mess, and then I thought, you know what, let's just make the best of this and go have some fun.
There you go. An Indiana woman has the Guinness World Record now for her collection of 2,318 items related to Batman villain, the Joker. Related to the Batman villain, the Joker. Here's Megan Pierce talking about some of her items.
Hello, my name is Megan Pierce, and I'm attempting to set the Guinness World Record for the largest collection of Joker memorabilia, and today I'm going to show you a few of my favorite items in my collection. I have some of the Joaquin Phoenix Joker, Jack Nicholson Joker, Heath Ledger Joker, and the Jared Leto Joker, and quite a few other comic book magazines that I've collected over the years.
All right. Let's see. We're going to a comedian? Yes, we are. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here's comedian Jim Brewer on how it was when he was a kid around Halloween.
I was 82 pounds in kindergarten. In kindergarten. You guys want to play Batman? I loved Batman. I remember Halloween, I could not wait to be Batman. So my mom brought me to the store, like, all right, yeah, Batman, down that aisle. So I went to put it on, and she's put on a Batman, but she didn't think, like, oh, my God, this poor kid's a fat bastard. And you know those outfits are onesies, so I'm trying to put on the onesie, but I can't get around the midsection. My mom's like, suck it in, suck it in. Are you eating when I'm not looking at you? What are you, how are you getting so fat? So I get the outfit on, and I'm so tight around the belly that the ears of Batman only came up to, like, just behind my head. I couldn't get it up. Ugh. I walked into kindergarten with such pride. Batman! You're Batman! Shut up!
All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly and vigorously with gusto, give it a tug. There we go. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get stupid to wrap up the show, and we'll have some good news as well. That's all coming up. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH, from here to there to anywhere, we're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community, Three Roads Brewery.
Greens, salads, wraps, and pizza is now open in downtown Lynchburg. Try Greens' fresh lineup of delicious salads, grain bowls, wraps, and handcrafted pizzas, plus chips and a drink to round out your meal. Whether you're looking for a quick lunch or your new go-to spot downtown, Greens has you covered with fresh flavors and friendly vibes. Open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily, right in the heart of downtown, corner of Church and 12th Streets at 1124 Church Street. Visit gogreens.net and check out their entire menu. If it's gotta be salads, wraps, or pizza, it's gotta be Greens.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels, two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End, minutes from everything Danville has to offer, competitive corporate rates for business travelers, and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit DanvilleBHotel.com or theHolbrookDanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in Da News. This is just frightening. Okay, here, let me find the image. Check this out. Yeah, that is an X-ray. And do you see the thing that is in there? Uh-huh. It's a thermos. I am not kidding you one bit. It is...
In the buttocks, sir.
Uh-huh. A 51-year-old guy in Winter Haven, Florida, was arrested the other day, and when police booked him into jail, They found the largest item that they've ever seen hidden in someone's backside. Or as the local sheriff put it, his exit ramp. They had gotten a call about a naked man in a public bathroom, but he was fully clothed by the time they got there, so they let him go. Then he trespassed on a set of train tracks right in front of them and threatened to kill a cop. So they put him through the x-ray machine when they got him to jail, obviously. And that's when they realized he was hiding a full-size thermos up there.
In the buttocks.
Good Lord. They didn't say exactly how big it was or the brand, but they shared the x-ray, and you're looking at it on our screen. If you're listening right now, if you dare, go on over to our Facebook page, at the Mike Show VA. It looks like a 20-ouncer, maybe more. They thought he was trying to smuggle drugs or weapons into jail, but apparently it was just the thermos. They rushed him to the hospital, where a specialist removed it. You know you flunked med school when that's your specialty. His name is Walter Freimier, and it turns out he'd been storing the thermos inside his body for a full day. He told them he put it there 24 hours earlier. Officials say he would have died if the thermos stayed where it was any longer. He's got a long rap sheet with at least 25 other arrests and 5 stints in prison. He also said he'd been using meth for 28 years. Don't do drugs, kids. He's facing multiple charges, but not for the thermos. They also found a meth pipe on him. But just in one of his pockets, not anywhere else. Good Lord. And then, do we have another one? No, not another thermos, for the love of God. Here we go. A fight broke out at a Family Dollar in North Carolina over a thermos. No, just kidding. Over a NASCAR shirt. Well, obviously.
No!
Yeah. And it ended up with one person pointing a gun at the other.
You idiot!
Here is a family member of someone that was inside of the Family Dollar talking about the incident.
I'm afraid for those that are working, that are still employed there. She asked her to give her the shirt. That she wanted the shirt. So the lady, of course, told her no, she wasn't going to give her the shirt. Yeah. Came back with a gun, waving it at everyone going in the store. When the lady seen her, she pointed the gun at her head. And the little girl just laid there in, like, fetal position.
Good Lord.
You idiot!
There is, thankfully, good news. And we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. You may have seen this in the news. There's a Lowe's in Richmond, and there's a kitty cat named Francine the Cat, who's been living at the Lowe's in Richmond since 2017. Employees there are celebrating after they got their cat back this week. A customer's love her, by the way, but she wandered onto a truck and ended up in North Carolina. Here are two people that started an Instagram to find the cat. Elise Gilmore and Chaz Naby.
Had to tell my coworker, I was like, I'm sorry, this has to wait. Like, I have got to tell people about Francine right now. So yeah, it's just super, super exciting.
Naturally, I could not keep it quiet. The whole city needs to know about that.
We thought the more eyes that we got on it, the more likely it was that she would be found. So I think really without that public outpouring of support, it may not have moved as quickly as we wanted. Every moment was critical in finding her, you know.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow for the exciting, thrilling week ending edition. It's your finally Friday edition. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
See you later, buddy.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.